Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine for today with highs approaching 70. For tonight, partly cloudy, dropping back to lows in the mid-40s. Tuesday and Wednesday, still lots of sunshine. Tuesday up to 71, with mid-60s returning for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, 45.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. 50 child care providers in Salina were receiving tokens of appreciation from businesses around the town due to the child care providers needing as much help as they could possibly get. Mark Galloway with the Bank of Tescott spoke with Cake News.
To just show them how much we appreciate them, how critical they are to our community and what an important role they play, and bring attention to the wage gap that really does exist.
Bren Rohner, one of the child care providers, spoke about how much the need is there.
Our money does go back into our business or goes towards taxes. We have to pay insurance. Food is huge. I mean, we know how much food prices are going up right now, and we have up to 10 little mouths to feed, and they can eat quite a bit.
In other news, the Kansas Judicial Branch is working to bring back their information systems back online in phases after the security breach over the last few weeks. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and here in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The Kansas Supreme Court heard cases over two 2021 voting rights laws, and Attorney General Chris Kobach and the president of Loudlight, the plaintiffs in this case, David Hammett, sit on either side of the issue, and they both spoke with Cake News.
These two regulations are far more generous and liberal than those in other states, in particular the cure procedures, which go way beyond what other states provide.
So what the state is arguing, essentially, is Attorney General Kobach is arguing that the state really can do nearly whatever they want to burden the right to vote.
Officers in Wichita were learning about how to de-escalate situations with people with mental health issues. Sergeant Eric Guzman spoke with Cake News.
What these officers are learning on is mainly individuals that are armed with knives, bats, or just with their hands and fists, where they're suffering from some sort of crisis that may, you know, increase the potential of a volatile situation.
Chief Joe Sullivan spoke about it as well.
It's changing the culture of policing, changing the culture of the department, and recognizing the sanctity of human life.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska Indian Child Welfare Commission is celebrating a U.S. Supreme Court win at the Jocelyn Castle. A lot of art was celebrated along with a silent auction, and the executive director of the program spoke with KSNB Local 4.
A lot of what we do is advocacy, education, and training, and bringing people together, making connections, making sure that families have the resources that they need.
The Grand Island Fire Department is celebrating a 35-year career by Tim Heimer, including Chief Corey Schmidt, who sung his praises to KSNB Local 4.
With Tim, I've always been able to call him up or talk to him and work on a problem, and we would find a great solution, typically because he would come up with a different way of looking at it. He's very innovative, very experienced, and a great instructor, great mentor, exceptional fire officers.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Prinsettia poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Prinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Prinsettia poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to approve a $100 a month cost of living raise, effective first of the year. Beginning January 1st, the county will pay employees on a semi-monthly basis. A resolution will be presented in the near future outlining holidays. Department head meeting was held. Treasurer is getting ready for 2023 tax collections to start. Preliminary letters have been mailed out to approximately 80 parcels that would qualify for a tax sale. Last working day for the county will be December 28th. Courthouse will be closed to the public December 29th to allow closeout. Commissioners approved hiring Jessica Boots as dispatcher in the Sheriff's Office and Jillian Perez as clerk in the Register of Deeds Office. Register of Deeds has also recommended hiring another full-time employee. The board took no action at this time. Public Works reported two retirements in November, Roy Youngeberg and Tony Joyce. New janitor Leon Prawley will start in November. County Councilor and Sheriff met to discuss drafting a resolution to address fees charged by local veterinarians when an animal is placed in their care due to incarceration of the owner. Washington County Health Director reported to commissioners COVID shots are no longer paid for by the government and will be charged to insurance. They're still doing health fair profiles, open Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 11:30 a.m. for the profiles. Nemaha County Attorney advised commissioners he would be sending letters to those with delinquent property taxes in anticipation of a future tax sale. The Nemaha County Sheriff inquired about health insurance rate increases, noting he may be losing staff due to changing costs expected. Work on the comprehensive plan was updated, with the consultant impressed with unanimous support of Planning Commission members. Tuesday is Election Day. Polling locations will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Marshall County voters will address a half-cent sales tax to fund the balance up to $9 million toward a new jail proposed, while Blue Rapids and Waterville residents also have another half-cent sales tax on the ballot toward general funds. This would be a continuation of a previous half-cent tax that funded Valley Heights football field and track improvements for the past 10 years, which was paid off in September. Other races include city and school board positions, including a contested race for mayor in Marysville, with Todd Fry challenging incumbent Jason Barnes. Ward 1 City Council has Chris Schrader challenging incumbent Parker Price. Blue Rapids Mayor Jerry Zayas is opposed by David Sain, and although Clayton Reed remains on the ballot, he has withdrawn. Three candidates are filed for two council positions. Frankfort and Waterville each have four candidates filed for three council positions. Vermilion Mayor James Wolsencroft is challenged by Russell Ogg Jr. A number of other city positions are uncontested. For Marysville USD 364 School Board, Paige Howard and Chance Hartner face off for position 2, Jessica Jordan and Buster Schmitz position 3, while Craig Harris challenges incumbent Michelle Reinhart for position 4. All voters may vote for all four positions. USD 498 Valley Heights has Corey Ekstrom challenging incumbent Michael Vermitten for position 2, Lucas Ripke and Janelle Bigham filed for position 3, and Darren Bigham and Scott Turber, position 7. Among contested races, Prairie Hills USD 113, position 5, and Shaughnessy will face incumbent Leslie Scobie. Polling locations include Marysville American Legion, Valley Heights Junior Senior High, Cigna Center in Frankfort, St. Malachy's Hall at Beatty, Axtell American Legion, and Summerfield Community Center. In Washington, Terry Morse and Roxanne Schottel are running for mayor, with a riding candidacy announced by Garrett Edgar, and three are filed for two council positions. USD 108, Washington County will have three contestants for position 3 school board, with Kelsey Beichman, Jamie Cole, and Lindsay Hattisall. Bev Logis and Travis Heenick square off for position 7, Hanover Barnes, Lynn School Board. KNDY will have election results and coverage beginning in the 9 p.m. hour on Tuesday evening. Multiple injuries were reported Sunday afternoon in Gage County, north of Holmesville. Six people were reportedly involved, with at least one ejected, another trapped beneath a pickup which had lost control, landing on its side in a nearby field. One person was airlifted from the scene along South 43rd Road. The identities of those involved was not immediately known. Wymore, Blue Springs, and Beatrice Fire and Rescue squads were called out shortly after 2:30 p.m. Sunday. Dolores Wassenberg, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Wassenberg. Samantha A. Ekstrom, 8-year-old daughter of Matthew and Brittany Ekstrom of Vermilion, passed away November 1st at Children's Mercy in Kansas City. Funeral service Saturday, November 11th, 10:30 at the Marysville Berean Church. Burial in the Salem Lutheran Cemetery south of Axtell. Axtell Andrew Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Samantha Ekstrom. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today runs a casserole, a corn muffin, mixed veggies, and pineapple. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, green beans, mixed fruit, and cake. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures continuing well above average here over the next few days. For today, expecting high temperatures to reach into the lower 70s by this afternoon. And much the same story goes even into your Tuesday, still calling for highs to reach the lower 70s. But as a cold frontal boundary works in for the northwest on Wednesday, we'll start to ease back on those temperatures a bit, back in the mid-60s there for Wednesday. Not expecting any precipitation with that cold frontal passage, though. And then behind the front on Thursday, we'll ease back to some cooler-than-average conditions. Thursday, some lower 50s making a return for those afternoon high temperatures, and even dipping below that freezing mark into Thursday night. Friday, still looking to stay sunny and dry, with high temperatures seasonably cool into the middle to upper 50s, and likewise, still expecting middle to upper 50s into your weekend. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early November, 59, record high on this date, 85. The average low, 35, and the record low, 11 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:22. A short 20-hundredths of an inch rain Saturday at studios here in Marysville. -44 degrees this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 6th of November. Haven't set those clocks back, fall back over the weekend. It is 7:18.
The Blue Rapids American Legion Post 169 invites all to a Veterans Day parade November 11th, starting at 1 p.m. around the square in Blue Rapids. A free will offering lunch will be served at 11 a.m. in the community center, while Marshall County's own retired Colonel Carol McKinney will speak during lunch. Any veteran is encouraged to participate in the parade, while the use of a golf cart or other vehicle is recommended. Pets welcomed in the pet parade, while the Marysville American Legion Riders will join the festivities as well. A salute to all those who have served with the Blue Rapids American Legion Post 169 Veterans Day Parade, November 11th, starting at 1 p.m.
The Bengals still contenders in the AFC North. Hi, everyone. Mark Gremillard reporting on sports. Sunday night football, the Bengals hosting the Bills. Under 2 minutes left in the first half, Joe Burrow found Drew Sample in the red zone, and Sample would handle the rest.
Joe has the ball.
Under pressure, dumps it off short. Caught. Drew Sample has a first down to the 10. The toward the pylon. He's in. Touchdown.
Beautiful.
Bengals.
The call on WLW, that made it 21-7 Bengals. The Bills would score twice in the second half, but fall just short. Since he wins their fourth straight, 24-18. The Bengals improved to 5-3 on the year. Head coach Zach Taylor was asked after the game if he feels the team is a contender again. He says it's still too early to worry about that.
We know that we have a team that we trust and believe in, and we have a huge game next week against the Houston Texans, and that's all we need to worry about right now. We're not even at the midway point of the season yet.
The Bills, meanwhile, fall to 5-4. Shifting to NBA action last night, the Mavericks hosting the Hornets. LaMelo Ball had a 30-point triple-double, but it wasn't enough to stop Luka and the Mavs.
Taken by Kyrie Irving, back in the game, out of the timeout. To the right to Luka, on the drive, with momentum, to the rim, bank it up and in.
The call on 97.1, the Freak. Doncic had 23, and the Mavs won 124-118. The Grizzlies are finally in the win column, thanks in part to a 30-point night from their leading scorer, Desmond Bane.
Bane on the right side, around a Biombo screen towards the baseline. Pull up 18-footer. Pure as the day is long, Desmond Bane.
92.9 ESPN Memphis with that call. 112-100 Grizzlies the final. The Cavaliers have lost their last 16 games against the Warriors before last night. 31 points from Donovan Mitchell would help end that streak.
Garland in the forecourt. Hands off to Donovan. Quick three. Bullseye.
The call from WTAM. The Cavs win it 115-104. I'm Mark Remillard. ABC's
college basketball tips off Monday. Kansas pregame at 6:30. Kansas State pregame at 8. Live on KNDY.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, NASA scientists usually spend their time looking at the moon, stars, and different planets in our solar system and beyond. But some of the latest NASA Earth scientists have been here in the state of Kansas, partnering with the Kansas State Research and Extension Office, looking at the agricultural industry and farmers in the area on how to be more sustainable on the farm. As the latest visit included the visit of the Flickner Farm just west of Mound Ridge, Kansas. After the announcement and the kickoff of the Flickner Innovation Farm, focusing on farm sustainability, water conservation, and new and improved irrigation systems within the farm in Kansas.
The scientists from NASA are studying the landscape closely, but they aren't viewing a satellite image of the moon. This is a group of NASA Earth scientists who are visiting a Kansas farm in person so as to better understand the challenges facing farmers and water resources. The farm they are visiting is a leader in conservation practices. The Flickner's base operation is an irrigated row crop operation that has been in his family since 1874. The current operation produces irrigated corn, soybeans, sorghum, and wheat. Through it all, an important theme has been the importance of conservation. Conservation and sustainability has been, still is, and always will be the key ingredient to keep farms and ranches thriving, Flickner said.
That's from the Kansas Profiles podcast at Kansas State's Research and Extension Office, where the NASA scientists say that they were looking at some of the innovative moves that the family has done on the farm, trying to reduce the amount of water on the farm, near 40% below the county's average.
The Flickners have constructed miles of terraces, built acres of grass waterways, enhanced efficiency of their irrigation systems, enabling their water use to be 40% less than the county irrigation average, and transitioned to a fully no-till or minimum tillage operation, with cover crops playing an integral role in soil health and soil biology improvements. They have grid soil sampled nearly 1,000 acres on a four-year rotation, enabling them to variably apply nutrients and improve organic matter in the soil.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Governor's Conference on the Future of Water in Kansas is taking place in the middle of November in Manhattan, Kansas. Director of K-State's K-Care and KWRI, Susan Metzger, reviews the schedule for the conference as well as a few of the speakers and panel discussions that will be taking place at the event.
So it officially kicks off on the evening of November 14th with a social, and individuals can come and pre-register, pick up their name tags and packages. And then the conference is divided across 2 days. So on November 15th, that's when you'll really have the keynote speakers, large plenary sessions, and panel speakers. And then the next day, on that Thursday, is more of a research focus. And so you'll have breakout sessions throughout the morning. And then it always culminates with awarding the students for the best research posters.
Metzger discusses who the multiple keynote speakers will be at the event.
There are three keynote speakers, and so we'll have the director of the Arizona Department of Water Resources, and then we'll also have Peter Glick, who's with the Pacific Institute. Most recently, he's written a book about the three ages of water that track water from prehistoric time to the ways that we make use of water today and the ways that we intend to in the future. And then the third keynote speaker is the inaugural director of sustainability and impact from Earth Justice. So a great lineup of keynote speakers for that day.
There will also be numerous panel sessions taking place that cover a wide variety of water topics.
There are a couple of panel presentations, and those happen kind of in between the keynote speakers. Again, some great topics and voices to be heard during those breakout sessions or the panel presentations. So some of the topics are on indigenous voices. Another topic is water innovation systems and education. WISE is the acronym for that, and it's this great statewide program that highlights the role of technology and education in the ways that we make use of our water. And then the afternoon breakout panel sessions are on environmental justice, a really key initiative in the ways that water and the way that we make use of our water resources truly has takes into consideration everyone who equitably can make use of that resource. And then the final one being collaborating for state conservation funding. So with an additional surge of funds available from the federal government now coming through the state government, this is a great time to take advantage of cost share to implement practices to improve your water resources.
That was K-State's Susan Metzger previewing the Governor's Water Conference taking place November 15th through the 16th. To register for the event, go to kwo.ks.gov. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Well, we've got a 10 o'clock start, and to tell you about the cattle markets last week, kind of slow on the report of sales, but the money was 185 in the cash, 192 in the carcass. So we look for a good week this week. Here today, it's certainly going to be a good day, folks. We've got good cattle. Quality is good. It's that time of year. So hang on for the ride, and hey, come to the auction here today. At 12 o'clock noon, we'll get into the hay sales in the small squares. Alfalfa 26, good stuff. Fifth cut, wire tie. In the prairie, 125. In the brome, 17. In the straw, 25. And looking to see more here today. In the big rounds, round alfalfa oats combination, second cut, 10-10. In the round alfalfa third cut, 10. Round alfalfa fourth cut, 10 and 10. Round corn stalks, groups of 8 and 8. In the round grass, 14 here today, and that will be at 12 o'clock noon. Well, on the cattle run, guys, it's interesting with the good quality this time of year. Certainly got a nice run this week, a good run next week, and then we look at Thanksgiving as we get into the fall run. Certainly appreciate your business. Give us a call. Here today, 15 black and red. They're going to be steering heifers coming off the cow. They're going to be 5 to 600. They're Zobecs out of Western. The Hulse cattle out of Virginia, 9 black steering heifers. They're going to be those lightweights, 450 to 550. They certainly have a wean and a vac, along with 5 black heifers, background yearlings at 800. 5 red white face bull and heifers, they get a 10-4 wean. They're going to be the bus cattle out of Sterling, 375 to 4 and a quarter. Missouri out of Sterling's got 14 black steering heifers with a 60-day wean. They're going to be 400 to 650. Bob Harden out of Weimar's got 40 black and red steers, folks. They've got a wean and a back, 6 to 700, along with 16 black and red heifers, wean vec. They're going to be 500 pounds. Irv Hulse, Virginia, 34 black baldy steer yearlings. They'll be coming off the grass. They're going to be 7 to 800. Erie Kinko out of February, 30 Hereford steer and heifers coming off the cow, a 10-25 vac. They're going to weigh 4 and a quarter, 550. Catula Bausch out of Mayberry, 28 head of black and black baldy steering heifers coming off cows. Excellent calves, guys. A June vac, 450 to 600. Mike Wires out of Crabs got 13 black baldy steering heifer yearlings. August vaccination, 700. Tom Sullivan out of Martell's got 18 black, and Black Baldy, very good, steering heifers. They got a three-week wean. They're going to weigh 500 to 700. Kuma at Denton's got 24 black and red steering heifers. They got a 10-1 wean, 450 to 550. Mr. Cheney out of Bennett's got 21 black steering heifers and 915 on the wean. May September Vac at 450 to 550, and the Burnett's out of Steiner have 12 black and red bull and heifers are going to be 450 to 500. Certainly catch more calves here today. Well, if you have interest in them, certainly give us a call. We appreciate the business. Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571, along with the team of Ryan Sommerhalder and Gail Harden. We are interested in hearing from you to take a look at the pride of and joy of your cattle, and we certainly will visit the farm. Well, bread cow sale, folks, coming up on December 14th. That's a Thursday at 11 o'clock. We do have a big lineup coming. If you're interested, certainly give us a call or go to the internet at beatrice77.net and check out the consignments on the bread heifers and cows for December 14th. Baxter Hay Feeders, Richie Waters, and Water Supplies, certainly right here at the barn. So give us a call. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at beatra77.net.
731 from KNDY, 43 degrees this hour. Highs around 70 on tap today, tomorrow, then a little bit cooler back to seasonal high temperatures toward week's end.
The weekend clock change still has many of us feeling a little out of sync. Would you believe your pets are coping with it as well? We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 6th, the 310th day of the year. Soldier and football player Pat Tillman was born on this day, and in 1947, Meet the Press made its television debut. Whether it's gaining or losing an hour, most of us need a day or two to adjust after a time change weekend. But few people consider that it might throw our pets off kilter, too. Of course, animals don't watch the clock, but they are creatures of habit. Used to being fed, walked, and doing their business at routine intervals. If they're acting a little antsy today, that may be why. Next time the clocks change, help them ease into the new routine by shifting their schedule a few minutes each day for a week or so. That will probably make the adjustment a lot easier on you as well. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs were able to get the victory over the Miami Dolphins 21-14 in Frankfurt, Germany. Patrick Mahomes had 185 yards through the air as he went 20-for-30 and two touchdowns. The leading receiver on the day was the backup tight end Noah Gray with three catches for 34 yards. They held former Kansas City Chief Tyreek Hill to eight catches for 62 yards, which is on the low end for him, while Tua Tagovailoa had 193 yards through the air, which is a season low for him. Despite having a very quiet day with just three catches and 14 yards, Travis Kelce has become the all-time leader in receiving yards in Kansas City Chiefs history, by just 1 yard over former tight end Tony Gonzalez. Travis Kelce throughout his career has 10,941 yards. Chiefs will head into their bye week after their trip back to Kansas City from Frankfurt, Germany. But on the 20th of November, they will face the team that they played in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Friday Night Football postseason play. In our broadcast feature, Frankfort took Canton Galva 66-28. Hanover beat Lebo 30-14. Frankfort at Hanover, the two TVL teams rematch Friday in the sectionals. Axtell remains undefeated over Hutch Central Christian 52-6 and will host Osborne in the sectionals Friday. Osborne over Rural Vista 60-6. Valley Heights beat Sedgwick 52-40, advancing to host Medicine Lodge Friday. Medicine Lodge over Hutch Trinity Catholic. Centralia's season comes to an end. They lost to Jeff County North 16-0. Clay Center victorious over Heston 47-6 to advance. Andover Central took Abilene 28-21.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure switch from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lob. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head!
Three-point try again. That one slipped.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and-one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
College basketball tips off.